Buena Nueva FM presents Firestarters with Father Ben Berinti.
Good morning, faithful and faith-filled friends of Buena Nueva FM, and welcome to Firestarters. I'm your host, Father Ben Berinti, a missionary of the Most Precious Blood, and I serve here in the Diocese of Orlando as the Director of Catholic Campus Ministry at the University of Central Florida. We read in Paul's letter, second letter to Timothy, "For this reason I remind you, stir into flame the gift of God you have." Well, let's now fan those flames of the Holy Spirit in our program today. You know, one of the things that I do is that I dine out fairly frequently, probably actually too much. When you're living alone and kind of running the schedule that I run, you don't have a lot of time to cook at home and getting home late at night. So I tend to dine out a lot, but I do enjoy it. And sometimes it's not so much the food or the place that's attractive, but it's rather the chance to sometimes just kind of steal off into a quiet booth or table by the window, and while I'm eating, I catch up on some reading or, you know, just thinking in this sort of undisturbed venue. In fact, many homily of mine has been crafted at one of my favorite sort of greasy spoon diners that used to be around the corner from when I worked at the San Pedro Center. Well, on a recent trip to a local restaurant, one of those places whose, I would say, menu rivals a hefty encyclopedia, both in weight and in number of entries, I was momentarily sort of overwhelmed. I mean, while settling on what I thought was a rather simple order, the next thing I knew, I was under this barrage of questions from my server concerning additional choices that I wanted to make, that, in fact, according to the server, I had to make. You know, the kind. Would you like mustard with that? Pickles. What about your side? Baked potato. Is that with sour cream, chives, margarine, butter, brummel, and brown? Steamed or cheese broccoli? Small or large? Lemon? I mean, the list was kind of nightmarishly long. It's like all I wanted to do was just to order what I wanted to order. And then all of a sudden comes this huge list, kind of an interrogation about what my secret food fantasies might be, rather than just simply ordering lunch. You know, there are always lots of extras to consider when it comes to things that we do, whether it's ordering a meal, buying a computer, planning a wedding or a funeral, accessorizing a new outfit, signing up for activities at school. I mean, the possibilities of choices that we have seem endless. And it seems to me that part of the challenge is that we're often so overwhelmed by the extras that we lose sight of the essentials. I mean, what's really underneath all those add-ons we've been talked into buying or ordering, or sometimes just feeling helpless not to choose? Sometimes we even start looking at much of what we do, who we are, and where we place our priorities as a kind of a long list of extras, you know, add-ons, things that we can either do with or without on any given day, depending upon our tastes and our moods. I think sometimes maybe we think about this season of Lent in that kind of way. You know, here comes Lent. It occurs different times during the year, depending upon when the year is and when Easter is. Lent begins sometimes earlier, sometimes later. But I think we often think about Lent as that little something extra. You know, it's the time when, well, I'm going to add a little bit of something on to the flavor of my life, because that's what you do in Lent. You add a little something extra on. The question is it really that, or is Lent something more than that? I mean, we gather in these 6 weeks for many, many reasons, but primarily to celebrate and to prepare ourselves more deeply to celebrate the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, that gift of all of Jesus, that all of Jesus' gift to himself, where he completely surrenders himself to the Father for our salvation. And so what we celebrate in Lent is not just a reminder of something a little extra, it's the essentials. It's that Christ gave all for all. And we are called to do the same thing in many ways. And so this Lenten season is a time for us to prepare our hearts and our minds, our souls, to surrender to the Lord as well. Let's listen now to Michael W. Smith, Kaolo Zamorano, as they sing, "I Surrender."
All to Jesus I I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence, daily live. I surrender all. And I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Todo Cristo, yo me entrego con el fin de serle fiel.
I surrender all to Jesus, Carlo Zamorano and Michael W. Smith. Lent and our faith in Jesus Christ ultimately is not that little something extra. Our faith in Christ and what we believe and live out because of that gift from God can easily become, and I think it often does become, if we're honest with ourselves, just one more extra, you know, simply another add-on to our life. I mean, with all the choices and challenges and mixed messages we receive, both from within the depths of our own spirit as well as the onslaught we receive from outside of us, it's difficult at times to see our faith in Christ as central, as rock bottom, as something at the very core of who we are and the way we make daily decisions and refine the choices with which we're faced. Sometimes Jesus Christ and our commitment to the gospel of life gets treated, you know, the same way as deciding whether we go with mustard or ketchup or lemon or lime or grill or toasted, blackened or sauteed. It's just that little something extra that we kind of pull out when we need it, or maybe we engage it when we're reminded of something. Or I think about all the people and students on campus a week ago when they happened to see people walking around with ashes on their head, and all of a sudden they had that look on their face like, oh my goodness, ashes, Ash Wednesday. I think I better do that little something extra. The French writer Jacques Ellul once penned the following. He wrote, "The hope of Jesus Christ is never a dash of pepper or a spoonful of mustard. It is bread and wine, the essential and basic food itself." Jesus Christ is never a dash of pepper or a spoonful of mustard. He gave his all for all of us. And again, we too are invited to give him our all as well. Let's listen now to Pascal PC, I Give You All of Me.
Fullness of you.
Pascal PC. I give you all of me. Open my heart. I give you all of me, Lord. I surrender everything that I am. You know, our daily struggle is to hold our faith in Jesus Christ and to act upon it as absolutely essential to who we are and the way we go about our daily business. You know, Jesus Christ can never be simply an extra or an add-on, you know, a flavor of the day or a trendy fashion or some kind of haute cuisine of the moment. I think this is why the gospel evangelists present a Jesus who is always facing his followers with definitive choices about the essentials, you know, about the core pieces of life and decision-making. Jesus is never interested, you know, when you read the gospels, you see he's never interested in the size of religious tassels or who sits where or how many coins go into the temple poor box or how long one spends on their knees in prayer or, you know, what the latest interpretation of ecclesiastical minutiae has to say about this thing or that. Jesus always goes directly to the heart. He goes to the heart of the matter and the heart of the person with whom he is engaged. He goes to the heart of who we are and invites us to be more than we can become, because ultimately it is Christ who is our all in all. Let's listen now to Nicole Nordeman, "You Are My All in All." Living in a world with a dizzying array of choices, most of which are hardly essential, the challenge is enormous not to allow faith in Jesus Christ to become that dash of pepper or spoonful of mustard. Yet we face that challenge one step at a time, one choice at a time, one commitment at a time, by asking ourselves things like, you know, how is God present in this moment? How is Jesus Christ manifested in this experience? How is the Holy Spirit illuminating this particular decision I'm making? All with the purpose of drawing us closer to the Lord so that we can give more of ourselves. Michael W. Smith, Draw Me Close. Michael W. Smith, Draw Me Close. Sometimes, you know, too many add-ons make you lose the flavor of what's underneath. Likewise, just a dash of faith or a spoonful of commitment denies us that fully explosive flavor of Jesus Christ permeating our lives. I hope that's what you find as you continue on this Lenten journey. Thanks for joining us today. Until the next time, may God guide you on your pilgrim way.